Welcome to this Leadership and Personal Empowerment Podcast with your host, best-selling author, organizational consultant, and professional speaker, Dr. Joseph Michelli.
Recently, I had the good fortune of presenting for a conference along with Tim Williams, the founder of Ignition, a consulting company devoted to helping marketing organizations create and capture more value. Tim made so many outstanding points that I thought I'd share a handful of them here. Let's start with a Wired magazine research finding cited by Tim that 97% of all individuals who do a Google search do not search past 30 listings or 3 pages. This essentially means that all of us would benefit from understanding the types of factors that affect rankings for Google. While the exact algorithms are trade secrets for Google, some factors such as search word tags and linking to and linking from popular sites are well known and should be maximized. Tim noted that consumers are the new media. Consumers need to be involved and connected to our products. A decade ago, marketing and advertising strategies were based on getting the consumer's attention by disrupting what the consumer was doing. Thus, we had these loud, exhorting commercials. Now brands need to find a way to connect with customers and be helpful or entertaining as opposed to simply grabbing attention. To this end, Tim showed a very popular Levi's YouTube video where a group of men jump from various heights and do backflips into Levi's jeans. The video doesn't sell the jeans, it simply connects with a young audience with images of the brand. Tim also talked about the shift in viewership to online video sharing, noting that more people viewed YouTube videos last week than watched traditional television programming. He identified the decline in television viewership and newspaper readership and their revenues. He noted that technology like pop-up blockers and TiVo have allowed us as consumers to not be disrupted by advertising, and as such, our messages must be something consumers want to connect with as they seek those messages out. Consistent with the principle outlined in the Starbucks experience, Tim looked at the ways that brand marketing is attempting to bring in the voice of the customer as they approach marketing and advertising decisions. A clear example of this is a Doritos commercial promoted for a recent Super Bowl. Customers were encouraged to create their own videos for the Super Bowl ad. I've linked to the winning video on my Dr. Joseph M. at Podbean.com podcast site so you can see the result of that customer participation. Suffice it to say, the request for a video strengthened the connection between customers and the brand and resulted in a high-quality ad that circulated well on video sharing sites. Tim's idea should remind us all that marketing, like every aspect of our relationship with the customer, must consider each touchpoint between the brand and the consumer as the customer journeys from awareness to purchase. So how well are you doing with your marketing strategies as it relates to connecting, not disrupting, with the consumer? How much do you have the customer involved in your marketing approach? How strategically have you worked to affect your Google search position? With that in mind, please consider linking to my websites, www.josephmichelli.com and www.yournewgoldstandard.com. Hey, I'll consider linking to yours.
For more resources and information about creating customer experiences, igniting staff empowerment, developing key leadership and communication skills, leveraging change, and mastering humor skills, please visit josephmichelli.com. That's josephmichelli.com. Until next time, may your life be filled with abundant laughter and success.